Hello, I'm Bridget Cook and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2228, recorded on Thursday the 29th of June 2023. James McGarry is here with me and together we will bring you local news stories, topical letters and a feature. The regular local history piece from Richard Matthew, who brings us extracts from the diaries of Parson Woodford. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk, and the second feature, which looks back at the electrical company LSC, a big employer in the city. We are delighted to welcome some new listeners this week, Molly Arthurton of Poring Land, Miss Marilyn Hindry of Sprowston, Mrs. Jane Jenkins, Mr. Ronaldo Bassanillo, and Mr. John Woosnam, all in Norwich. We do hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. Now, let's begin with our first batch of news stories. A teenager is locked up after a brutal attack. A city man finds a Viking artefact. And amazing discoveries are made during renovation work.
A former UEA student who suffered life-threatening brain injuries after being knocked unconscious said he was overwhelmed with grief at the loss of my previous life. David Constant suffered injuries so severe he had to have part of his skull removed to save his life following the attack by Achilles Lawrence Gatetete at St. Vedas Street in Prince of Wales Road, Norwich, in the early hours of March the 19th last year. Gatetete was sentenced to 7.5 years for his ultra-violent rampage through clubland. Mr. Constant, who had been out with friends when he was taken off his feet by a punch delivered with such force by Gatetete, he fell back and hit his head with a sickening thud. He was rushed to the Norfolk and Norwich before being transferred to Addenbrookes, while Gatetete later texted a friend to say, "We killing people." Mr. Constant appeared at Norwich Crown Court to read out a victim impact statement before Gatetete was sentenced. Gatetete of Cunningham Road, Norwich, had been found guilty following a trial earlier this year of grievous bodily harm and 2 counts of assault following a series of violent incidents.
Virgin Media customers in Norwich have been left furious after receiving no information about what is happening amid a 5-day internet outage. A large area in the Golden Triangle has been hit by broadband troubles, but there has been no communication from the company. It has left people spending long periods of time trying to find out what has caused the problem, with news it had been fixed failing to live up to its promise. Joe Donaldson, who lives in Sandringham Road, said, "It has been a nightmare. I understand things can go wrong, but we are paying lots for this service and to have had no communication from them is really bad customer service. We are so reliant on the internet these days for everything. I have 2 teenage boys and they have been unable to do their homework online. I have been with them for years, but I will be changing to another provider because of how poor the customer service has been." A large number of people on a community Facebook group have been sharing their frustrations, with many also considering moving to another provider.
A metal detectorist from Norfolk has unearthed a Viking artefact that was used to craft decorative motifs for military helmets. Jason Jones from Norwich made the find while searching a field near Watton in January this year, having previously found 2 medieval silver coins. The construction industry worker, who was with his wife Lisa, said he had forgotten to charge his main detector and was using a backup machine. "I returned to the area where the coins were found and got a loud signal, and at a depth of just 2 inches found an unusual bronze object," he said. Neither of us had any idea what it could be. But that evening, after posting a picture on Facebook, we realised it was Viking in date and notified the local archaeologist who have it recorded. The bronze artefact, called a die, would have been used to create decorative motifs to be applied to a military helmet, according to Nigel Mills, a specialist at Noonan's Auctioneers, where it is to be sold. The die is used to replicate the design into a thin sheet of metal, which is pressed into the die and then has the intricate design formed, he said.
Train spotters flocked to Norwich Station and nearby bridges to catch a glimpse of the world's most famous steam locomotive. Lucky passengers on the Great Yarmouth Flyer Train service travelled in luxury carriages behind the Flying Scotsman. It set off from London King's Cross in the morning, passing through Norfolk locations such as Thetford and Wyndham, and then, at just after 1 p.m, it billowed into Norwich. At this point, passengers had 12 minutes to get off and take a photo with the Flying Scotsman and stretch their legs. The train then reversed and was diesel-hauled to Great Yarmouth via Brundle and Acol. Peter Wall, a passenger from Hertfordshire, said, "The experience has been fantastic. I have loved the Flying Scotsman since I was 5 years old when my dad took me to see it." The trip was part of the centenary celebrations for the Flying Scotsman, which was built in Doncaster and entered service on February the 24th, 1923. The Flying Scotsman has been beautifully restored, and it is the loco that everyone knows, and it has a huge history.
Workers have made a remarkable discovery during the renovation of a Grade 2 listed city centre building. Advertisements dating as far back as the 19th century have been discovered in the corner site in Redwell Street, where the top two floors above the Tipsy Jar are being turned into flats. Norfolk Planning and Property Consultants were brought in to work on the project above the cocktail bar, which is still operating while work takes place. But the team were unexpectedly transported back in time when they uncovered a series of posters more than 100 years old. Phil Snedden, Principal Director of NPPC, said, "We began refurbishing the building in February. After stripping back three layers of timber cladding, we found these really interesting posters. There was one for the White Ways wines, gravy powder, and the clearest images that were that of Norfolk Chronicle and Eastern Morning Gazette. Some date roughly between the 1930s and 50s, but we think there's some which date back, way back, to the 1880s. The building itself was first listed in 1780 and was reconfigured to make way for a wider road in order to accommodate the tram line, which was introduced in St Andrew Street in 1900.
Centenarian secret. A spirited residence of a city care home has claimed the secret to long life is whiskey, as he celebrates his 100th birthday. Bertram Wilson, who lives at Brooklands Care Home in Drayton, is a former British Army serviceman. He trained in Northern Ireland before being posted to Catterick as a member of the Royal Signals. When celebrating the milestone birthday, Bertram was asked about the secret to a long and fulfilling life, to which he said, "It's very simple, really. Whiskey. Life will only get you down if you allow it to." Bertram has many achievements under his belt, including leaving school aged 16 with a distinction in English, conquering Mount Snowdon for a second time on his 80th birthday, as well as being sporty, enjoying swimming and running. Care home manager Karen Willimott outlined how popular Bertram is with his fun-loving personality, saying, His infectious happiness has a huge impact on everyone around him. His positive energy and enthusiasm for life brings a sense of joy to our home, making it a brighter place for everyone.